Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
And this is Amazeballs! All right, Justin, we're back. It's the big sitcom extravaganza list.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight we rolled yours.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we've ever rolled anything for Amazeballs, but we got out our imaginary nine-sided dice. You can go to websites and just roll random number generators between one and nine. And last week we did Rocko's Modern Life.
Right, on my list.
Which was a 90s staple. But it wasn't the show of the 90s.
It wasn't that 90s show.
It was that 70s show that we did tonight.
Yeah.
Which, Josh, did you know that this continues and has a series going currently?
Yeah, like right now.
Well, about...
I know that that 90s show and that 80s show continue. Like,
oh.
That 90s show continues. So,
okay.
Like, a lot of the same characters.
You mentioned that 80s show. We might talk a little about that later.
They got like four episodes.
Not anything to do with this.
Something? Okay.
It got a whole season.
Okay.
One season.
That 90s show is a direct continuation years later.
I know Red and a bunch
and
of them are still...
It came out like 6 months ago. We watched it. It was pretty
really
good.
Really that reason?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
The last season. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, Justin, why did you pick this show? And what's your history with it?
I picked this show because I loved that 70s show growing up. I watched it a lot. I watched it with my family. I've sat through and watched through the whole series more than one time.
Yeah, yeah. This was one that came out a specific night of the week, like Wednesday night, a new episode of that 70s show.
Yeah.
What's Donna gonna do when she finds out Eric's been hanging out with this cute girl? That kind of thing. You remember those promos that you'd see for shows? Did you watch TV at that time?
I did not watch that 70s show.
Oh, so this is all new.
The first time, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I was so confused.
This is a have-you-seen situation.
Yeah. I mean, that carries over to Amazeballs quite often.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of your sitcoms.
Ooh.
On either of your lists. I've, like, maybe, like, just said bits and pieces of Friends.
Okay.
Maybe bits and pieces of Seinfeld, but I don't know that I've seen, like, I haven't seen Malcolm in the Middle at all.
This was a big one for me.
And I remember hearing about this.
I can't wait to talk Malcolm in the Middle also.
Mm.
But this one was a big one for me too, Justin, because I was in middle school, high school when it came out.
So you were the target.
I was.
Yeah, I was too.
This was also one that my mom did not like. She was a high school student in the 70s. And this was like one of the shows she banned from being on. But it was always on anyway, especially in reruns, because it's really not that bad.
Well,
we didn't know it was weed smoke back then, Josh.
Sure.
And my house, because it was me and my little brothers and sister, and it would be on it like when dinner was being made or something. Or it was definitely a primetime sitcom. But this was the first time I had the experience a lot of people talked about, the water cooler show. Where the next day at work...
People would talk about it.
Around the water cooler. This was my high school water cooler show where...
I can't relate.
Where and there wasn't actually a water cooler.
Yeah, obviously.
But it would be like recess. This is the first show other than like the X-Files or some stupid cartoon where I remember us all getting together and be like, oh, did you watch the 70s show? Yeah, what'd you think of this? And that was cool and that was funny. And I remember it being current and like modern, even though it took place 20 years in the past.
Mm.
And now that 90s show is 30 years in the past.
Yeah. which means that aught show is going to come out in like the 2040s.
Well, they skipped. Well, they did 80s, but we can say they skipped it. So they can skip the aughts and have the 2010s show in the 30s.
The 30s.
Yeah, and 30s. Just a mere 5 years, Justin.
Oh.
It'll be the 2030s.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, I know this was a bit jarring because there's quite a few characters.
I was asking a lot of questions. Yeah, first episode watched, I didn't really, I wasn't, there's a lot of characters, like you said.
But how, did you feel like it came together?
I liked the second episode better. First one, because the plots were more focused. It's like, you know, group A was just these two characters and group B was like just these four characters and we got a lot of
sound. Mm. Classic sitcom formula, A and B plots.
I don't know that I liked the show general. Like, I didn't think it was funny and I didn't laugh much.
Okay.
Despite all the laugh tracks. I chuckled at a couple things. There was a couple funny jokes.
Yeah, something I forget is laugh tracks were in this show. Because going back, laugh tracks were in all sitcoms. They were going to run into that in most of our sitcoms. Rocco, nope. A plot, B plot. Or laugh track.
Right.
So, points against it. I'm going to dock it down in sitcom points. No. The Simpsons were classic for having an A and B plot.
Right.
Almost every episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Seinfeld and Friends probably will as well. Cheers? Cheers, not Cheers so much, I don't think. Because it's, it's a single room. It's like a bar.
It's a bar, yeah.
I mean, we don't even do spoilers on this show, but Cheers,
I know it's a bar.
99% of the episodes take place in one room.
Yeah, but it can still have
it's a closed room sitcom
going on in one room.
Exactly. It's almost theatrical, which is why it's really fun to watch and listen to, because it builds, it's like closed room episodes every time.
Mm.
It doesn't really get old. It feels more cozy. But we'll get to that. Roseanne goes from place to place all the time. Roseanne goes from work to home.
Yeah.
To, like, the store.
Kind of like this place. This one has several sets. We saw a school. We saw their house.
Outdoors. Mm-hmm. So, that 70s show, what year did it start?
It's
70s, right?
Oh, Josh doesn't know this was a period piece.
Is it a period piece? Yeah.
It premiered in 98. And it ran until 2006.
Wow.
Good God.
Jesus.
Wow. I thought really of this as a high school show. Yeah. And I graduated in 2003. I was not watching it after I graduated. Wow. Didn't even know it was still on. Since, like you said, I've gone back on either DVD or streaming service and watched them all.
Mm-hmm.
That blows my mind. That's like the other night I found out that Frasier lasted from 93 to 2004.
Jeez.
And I was like, there's a 9/11 Frasier episode? Like, I mean, probably not, but there's like one around that time. Like,
yeah, this is pre and post 9/11 too. 98.
Yeah.
To 2000.
It bridges the gap.
Yeah.
Media changed, Josh. I know you weren't really watching movies or shows around those times, which is why you're perfect our host. But things, media changed around 9/11.
Sure.
And it's so interesting to watch these things that were pre and post. Justin, tonight you chose two pretty disparate, far apart episodes.
Yeah.
Season 3, you decided to go chronologically, unlike Josh
last week.
Which, to be fair, Rocco's didn't matter.
No.
This one, I'm glad you chose it in this order.
Sure.
Because this isn't a cartoon.
And it would have visibly looked younger.
Even though it's a sitcom.
I wouldn't have noticed.
He wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Even though they would have looked younger, these characters age up.
Yeah.
They graduate they're in high school at the beginning, they graduate, they get jobs. It starts small and it gets kind of big. By the end of that 70s show, Kelso's a cop.
Okay.
It ends on, like, December 31st, 1980, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Kelso's a cop. He moves to the big city. Eric
goes to Africa.
To be like a peace missionary.
Yeah,
right?
To work for
Do they
the peace
follow
corps.
Him enough?
No.
Okay.
He leaves the
He's
show
gone.
To pursue
there's
movies.
There's a whole season where Eric's not in the show at all.
Was that an acting thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He wanted to do movies.
He wanted to do movies.
I think it was Spider-Man 2 or 3, because he was Venom in the third Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
And Jackie works in the big city as a fashion consultant, the feisty one.
How do they all get back together?
Fez.
She, I think, marries Fez, possibly.
Or
dates him.
Dating.
But Mary Tyler Moore.
Wow.
Is in her office in the big city and is a character on this show in the later episodes. And you can totally tell it's trying to spin off into the Jackie and Mary Tyler Moore show.
Just did
with Fez.
With whoever wanted to go. But that's how they do these. They sneak in pilots into series.
Right.
There are episodes where, like, The Simpsons, they'll show them in the future, and it'll be, like, a dream sequence of what happened to them all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say canonically go with that 90s show.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the characters return in that 90s show. Touch base. Most of them who haven't been charged with horrible, horrible crimes.
Yeah.
You can only go back and enjoy this so much when you know what some of the actors have done. One in particular.
One in particular.
And then the one who's there too, who stood up for him.
Yeah.
It was very disappointing. But being such a, like, this is weird how it's such a time capsule of the 90s as the 70s.
As the 70s show?
Yeah. Because I think, you know, fashion comes in cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And the 90s were really bringing back that, like, trendy thrift store mod kind of look, which is all, now everything is everything. Because we have the internet, I feel like mainstream fashion is just whatever decade you want, pick and choose. But it was coming back in the 90s. We had not just bell-bottoms, but you remember the JNCOs
mm-hmm.
with the huge flared legs and the trip pants with, like, all the belts and buckles
and stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever own any of those, Josh?
No.
I had a pair because I worked at the mall.
Okay.
And so I just went to Hot Topic all the time, and I was like, oh, these are like $10. Why not? Because they're in the clearance rack.
Can't say I ever did.
It was horrible if it was raining or snowy out.
Sure.
Because the bottom 3-4 inches of your pants would just be like salty, crusty water.
I can see that.
It was a fashion choice, though. Yeah. I can't believe this ran until 2006, you said?
Yeah, 98 to 2006.
Wow.
It's a year before I graduated.
So it ended almost 20 years ago, the mm-hmm. finale. What about graduation?
I graduated in 2007.
Oh, okay. So it ended before you graduated. So, oh, wow.
The year I can before see this, I graduated high school.
The first few seasons are really important to me, like, nostalgic-wise, because I was in high school. But, like I said, I dropped off. I didn't even have TV after I graduated high school. So it took a while for me to get back into them. I feel like the later seasons, after 4, are way too much about their who's dating who every episode. Like, these are two.
These,
I mean,
that's
touch
what
on,
these two episodes
I know, but it almost seems worse after that. Because it's like, oh, I'm dating you and you're dating her and we used to date. And, like, that's all it gets into. Or it becomes
what
overbearing.
What else do you do with all those characters? Right? Like, that's what
you do a lot with them. There's a Star Wars episode where Eric
Hitchcock episode.
There's a black and white Hitchcock episode. There's concept episodes, but like you saw in tonight's episode, even the simple things can lead to, like, fantastic dream sequences. Let's get into it. Oh, the 2 episodes tonight. What was your first one?
Eric's Panties. From season 3, episode 6.
So, the impetus of this. Eric and a hot girl at school are study buddies.
Yeah, they get assigned lab partners or something.
She thinks he's adorable. I think she's genuinely kind of into him.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, why not?
I wasn't sure for a while.
Yeah.
Some reaction very big.
Yeah.
But I think she's probably, I think the show, over the course of the show, implies that she was into him only because he's dating Donna.
Yes. But this episode didn't touch on that at all. He's kind of into getting Donna jealous, for some reason.
He just doesn't understand why she's not jealous. He needs to prove her wrong.
He's pushing it further and further because of that. So he's like, you left us alone. We were studying. We could have done anything, blah, blah, blah. He's not cheating on her, though, Donna. He knows he's lucky. He doesn't know how lucky he is to get Donna.
I think he might.
Eric?
Yeah.
Could he? Possibly. Is there a chance in hell the 17-year-old knows how lucky he is? Because he kind of throws it away almost. And is seen in public with her, making a big fuss over, yeah, we're studying and everybody's looking. But what really pisses off Donna and finally gets her attention is Jackie look over and see a pair of panties in the car
mm-hmm.
in Eric's back seat. And she's like, I'm chasing him down. I know this son of a bitch. He cheated on me and she left her panties.
First she goes and asks everybody if it's their panties. Because
yeah.
she would rather believe that before...
Almost.
Before
everybody.
Except for Fez.
Well, and the person whose panties they truly are.
Oh, yeah. You don't think to ask your mom.
The B plot in this one, do you remember?
I don't.
The B plot is that Red Foreman, the dad, can't have
food.
Yeah. Meat, cheese, or beer anymore.
Mm-hmm. The wife wants him to eat healthier.
Spoilers. Yeah. He's going to be just fine.
He's going to be just
until at least the 90s. Yeah.
How was the cast holding up in that 90s show?
Wonderfully.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah. Kitty and Red are, like, classically trained actors.
They're the best.
Eric's dad and mom.
They definitely chewed up the scenery when they were on screen.
Yeah. Eric and Donna aren't too... Like, none of the kids in this are in that 90s show too often. There's a whole
cameo
crew, yeah.
There's a whole new host of kids.
That live in the same house?
So it's Eric and Donna's kid comes back to this town to visit her grandparents for the summer.
Okay.
And she meets the local kids and starts her own that 90s show. Because it's 20 years later. It's like seven new kids.
So they can keep all the sets and just update them.
Exactly. Or pull them out of warehouse and dust them off. I don't know. I really enjoyed the new one.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I thought it was...
I'm sad that there's not going to be more.
They canceled it. But you never know when things get revitalized these days. And those kids are actually teenagers.
Yes.
So by the time they get renewed, if they do, they'd look as old as the kids from that 70s show.
How many seasons did it get?
One broke into two parts.
One, okay.
No, there was two.
Two seasons?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think there was at least two.
Well, either way, there was a good group chunk of episodes.
Okay.
And the kids that were playing this new crew had a lot of charisma.
Three seasons.
Three? Okay. Yeah.
First season was 2023.
Yeah.
Then 2024, and then 2024 again.
Okay. It's a Netflix thing, so they just released it as they made it.
Right.
There's a lot of fun cameos. Are you familiar with Jay and Silent Bob from the Kevin Smith movies?
You mean from the Clerks
movie? Yeah.
Yes.
They have a cameo in that 90s show.
Okay.
Because
they're relevant in the 90s.
Because they were relevant in the 90s, yes.
Right.
Exactly. And it's a stoner show at its heart.
Is Austin Powers in that 90s show?
No fucking way. No. You can't get him.
You don't have that much clout.
This first episode, it ties up because what it really is Bob and Midge, Donna's parents, have been experimenting sexually to reinvigorate their relationship.
Yes.
They've been role-playing. I love this scene where he comes in and he's like, oh, the dirty farmhand got the wealthy dowerous.
Yeah.
And she's just like, he's not a farmhand, children, not really. And she just goes into detail about what they're doing. They have sex in Eric's car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave the panties. And there's this big misunderstanding when it comes to a head in the diner, she pulls out the panties and she confronts Eric. And Kelso and Fez, they're both there and they're like bowing down. They're like, you're a god!
Yeah. I love the scene where Donna's imagining how many times Eric's cheated on her. He's like, what if this isn't the first time? What if there are other girls? Other panties!
Whatever you do, don't go in the closet, Donna. This was one of the best scenes and it stuck with me all these years later. He opens the closet, panties fly out.
First it was the drawer.
Yeah.
And then he's like, but please, at least my closet is panty-free.
And then the icing on the cake.
And he pulls a rope.
It's like a red golden
rope.
Ignore
that pulley rope in the middle of the
Don't
room.
Don't pull it. Yeah.
And like 500 panties fall from the ceiling, and he's just on the bed. Panties! Glorious panties! So when I said this episode had two quotes, I thought it had another one. Because the red eating healthy is kind of a thing they come back to a lot.
Sure.
I thought it was, bacon. That wasn't this one. But panties, glorious panties. Yeah, it's a quote that I use quite often. The B plot doesn't really come to anything except hide. What's that?
I said brag.
Don't pull that rope, Justin. Don't look in that trap door on the floor. The one labeled, no panties here. Red's sneaking a burger in the garage. Hyde tries to blackmail him for some fries. And Hyde fucks this up, because they're having a fried chicken dinner. And Red has his, like, rice pilaf with steamed veggies. And Hyde comes in, doesn't see Mrs. Foreman, and is like, oh, how can you still be hungry after that double cheeseburger? And Red lets him know who's the boss of the house. He's like, well, if I have to eat this way and it's healthy, why doesn't everyone else? And
you notice how whenever she did that, she didn't take away her food?
Oh, not at all, no.
Her food was still the really good stuff?
Yeah. She's a nurse. There's also an episode where she starts smoking, and or she continues smoking, and we find out. There are so many good episodes. Mm-hmm. What was your second one?
My second episode goes way further into the seasons. Season 7.
Okay.
So this is the last season with Eric in it.
Well, technically he's in, like, the first and last episode of season 8. Yeah,
sure.
But not, yeah, yeah, you're right. Full season.
I was season 7, episode 13, You Can't Hear Me Knocking. Or Can't You Hear Me Knocking?
All right, so and this one.
This one is...
You mentioned, Josh, the A and B plots are much simpler and easier to follow.
Well, and they involve a bunch of characters. Sorry, the first
clusters.
Episode, a lot of the characters weren't really relevant.
Oh, we missed the C, like, story for the first episode.
Hold on, let him finish.
The cheese car thing?
Tater nuts.
Oh, okay. Tater nuts. It happened off screen. But yeah, Kelso got a nickname and everyone burned him because of it, which was really funny. But you're right, every episode kind of has a C plot, because this one, give us the A, Josh.
The A plot, is it the
Let's FBI? Say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The kids get
yeah.
too high.
Yeah, they get too high.
This is
they
Eric.
They call the White House.
Holy shit. Don't do this.
I don't think you can just call the White House.
Even if you can.
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah, they have landline. They call the White House, and Kelso's like, this, or they ask him, is this a threat? And he's like, you're damn right it's a threat. Because he's referring to a Soviet space heat laser.
Yeah.
That he read about.
It's like
in a magazine.
Right?
But then they said that's
Flash
not a
Gordon
magazine.
Comic.
It's Flash Gordon comic, yeah.
Yeah. They're left home alone. It's Hyde, Eric, Kelso, and Fez.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like this closed room box episode with them.
Because Hyde and Jackie just broke up.
A day ago.
Mm-hmm.
So for the longest time, first four seasons, Kelso and Jackie dated.
Let me tell you something. 2 episodes away from the season 3 is called Jackie Bags Hyde.
Okay.
So after...
So in the end of season 3
yeah, yeah.
is them starting to date.
Right.
Season 7, episode 12.
They just randomly
they
break
up.
Yeah.
So when I think of it, I often think of Jackie and Kelso.
Yeah.
Because that's how it starts.
Uh-huh. Jackie doesn't seem like the kind of character that would date this person.
That's
his name escapes me.
Hyde. That's the big will they, won't they. And right. that's what happens between when she breaks up with Kelso, because he's sleeping with Eric's sister the whole time.
Yeah, whenever Jackie's introduced to the friend group, because she's dating Kelso. Nobody likes her at first, and she's only there because she's dating Kelso.
Sure.
So
and then she eventually starts growing on people.
It takes years, but yeah, you're right. She starts growing on people, but there's a whole will they, won't they, because her and Hyde are exact opposites. She's like
preppy
valley girl, and he's like grimy stoner dude. Criminal, basically, the character.
Yeah.
And once they get together, I guess it lasts a really fucking long time. So, this episode, they're at home, getting way too high, and they think that the FBI is listening because they make this threatening phone call to the White House, forgetting to mention the Soviet space laser, and being instead very cryptic and threatening.
Damn right this is a threat.
He's like, what a day for the Soviets to blow up the White House with their space laser. And it starts to spread, the paranoia. They start looking out the windows. And to be fair...
He tells them where... He's like, what do you... You want to know where I'm at? I'm at Red Foreman's house.
In Point Place. And they hang
no!
on the phone. To be fair, there were some days I had in my youth where I might have indulged a bit too much. And it was never this bad, obviously, but you hear a noise, and you, like, look out the screens, and it's like, oh, somebody out there? I didn't order any food.
Yeah.
What are people doing out here?
Bro, I remember there were days when I tried to, like, convince you I had, like, an endless bag of weed or something as, like, a stupid joke.
You're like, I found more. I thought it was out. And I'm like, whatever he says, man. Yeah, yeah. So not to hold it too hard against him. There are standards to the series that we come back to, like repeating motifs. One is them sitting around like we are right now.
In a circle.
And it's like smoky behind them. And they're usually in the basement.
That was jarring when it happened in the first time. Because I didn't know whether that was a thing.
Yeah.
It just immediately jerks to a different camera. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? why did it turn into a VH1 documentary?
And that was so weird for me because I just took it for granted. Like, yeah, oh, this sure. is part of the show.
It's just part of what they do for the show.
The other one is the weird Austin Powers inspired, like, when they get back from commercials, like, walking across the screen in front of a lava lamp. That is straight out of Austin Powers. Do you remember he did that? He'd, have go-go dancers around him, and the camera would do that, like, zoom in and out thing. Yeah, heavily inspired by that. Or music videos of the time. Our B-plot, what would you say in this episode, Josh?
The B-plot is Jackie being apart from Guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jackie invites Donna.
Hangs out with Donna.
Yeah.
They go to karate.
I knew it was going to be something sweaty.
Donna invites Jackie to go
It's
to
a pretty short B-plot. She just kind of gets mad and beats up the sensei.
Yeah.
And she has an ongoing joke that self-defense doesn't apply to her because everybody loves her.
Right.
And that people who follow her around are just asking her for beauty advice or giving her presents.
She, can't picture herself in that situation.
Yeah. Until Donna's like, picture somebody who's already hurt you. It's Hyde. And then we go behind, like, a silk screen curtain and see the silhouette of her just beating the crap out of him. A lot of knees, like you said, and then groin kicks. C-plot. Red and Kitty go ice fishing.
Yep.
Red just wants to go and sit by himself and probably listen to the radio or silence.
Does he actually like his wife? I can't tell.
Yes.
He does.
Okay. Because he's like, he's kind of like the crotchety old man, right? Like in Everybody Loves
Most of the time, this wasn't a great example. They have a pretty good relationship, I'd say.
For the most part, yeah.
Okay.
He just likes
They his... must if they're in that 90s show.
Yeah. Still. He's dumb. He was... He takes her for granted a bit too often and is kind of gruff, but she stands up for herself a lot of the time, and you can tell he loves her in a lot of the episodes. It's not perfect, but one thing I like is they're horny for each other, and that was rare in these shows.
In the ice fishing episode, yeah.
Well, in all the episodes.
Oh, okay.
Don't you agree?
Yeah,
they get it on.
They get it on a lot.
Yeah.
They fucked in this episode.
Oh my god, they fuck to keep warm in the ice fishing hut, whatever it's called. Have you guys ever been?
There's an episode...
Not to a hut.
No, ice fishing.
No, never been ice fishing.
I know I was saying, have you ever fucked in an ice fishing hut?
No.
I haven't either. It sounds miserable.
It does.
To be on a frozen lake with a hole in the floor waiting for some, I don't know, ungodly beast to pull on my... No, I love fishing in the ocean.
Maybe you catch fish faster because they're...
Well, maybe they're a certain type or they're really fatty in the winter.
Maybe.
I think people like Red... just like it for the solitude and the quiet.
Mm.
But you can, I mean, maybe he can't sit at home and just listen to nothing. There's nowhere except the garage for him to be. Because his house is full of these kids. That's the theme of the show, really.
He doesn't go downstairs and hang out with...
No. There's one or two episodes.
I assume there's one episode he does.
I thought about putting an episode where
the brownies?
Where the parents get high on.
Okay, so Hyde makes weed brownies.
They don't know.
And they swap pans by mistake.
Okay.
And the parents all get high and you get a circle with them.
Do the kids think they're high and act high?
They figure it out.
They're like, where is it?
Yeah, and they figure out that their parents get high.
Mm-hmm. There's the first season, I think, has the best special effects. Because they were trying out new things. And Eric will come up from the basement getting high and his parents will be in the kitchen. And you'll see there's parents, and, like, the set will be on, a movable motor behind them. So the wallpaper will be really trippy. It'll be, and the camera will zoom in and out. And, like, it's very unique, cause just to show how high he is and disoriented.
Oh, okay, sure.
And they'll be trying to have a serious conversation. Like, Eric, we need to talk about your grades. And he's just like, oh, shit. Let's see... Red, kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
The bell
goes
off.
He gets a bite on his line. Yeah.
He gets a bite on his line.
And just shoves. She's like, I want to fuck again.
Yeah. Or blow him, I think.
I think they're implying that he would rather go catch this fish than get an ice blowjob in this fishing hut. Yeah. pretty low. He tries and makes up with her on the way home, but he doesn't do a very good job.
Yeah, he's just bad.
She's still talking. Mad. Yeah.
I could tell there was stock footage in the driving scene. I'm too close to movies now.
Yeah. You're like, they're not really driving with the camera on
them. I was like, wait a minute, that back doesn't look anything like what are they going?
Trust me, in the 90s when this came out on our shitty TVs, you could not tell. Now, even in her curls, I can see the green of the green screen because it wasn't matted perfectly. Mm. It's like, oh, I can't wait for Seinfeld because they do a lot of driving in that show.
I was going to say, they do a lot of green screening inside?
Oh, just driving.
Just for driving.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
they're in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of it's just filmed either outside or in a set in his apartment. The kids at home who think the FBI is there, they see a man in a business suit come up, and it's like the opening of Fallout 4.
Because they open the door, and he's got his hand to his ear.
An earpiece, yeah.
He's going to wear an earpiece.
And he gives them a vacuum that their mom ordered. And he's not from the FBI, he's not a spook or anything, he's just delivering a vacuum cleaner, but they stomp it like the fucking...
That didn't go anywhere, I was expecting the mom to show... Like, oh, it's my vacuum or whatever. They didn't.
No.
Then there's a van outside. And don't rush an FBI van if that's what it actually is.
They were fed up with being too high. Yeah.
So they got a little higher first.
Mm-hmm. They burned through their whole stash.
Yeah.
Which I guess was a lot.
They got really fucking paranoid. They're like, usually this helps us think clearer. But it's, like you said, a dog catcher van, and they just release a horde of dogs on the streets of Point Place, Wisconsin.
Which matters for one joke later.
Sure, I like that about sitcoms. You'll see that a lot.
They have, like, running jokes in the episode.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that's a sign of a good sitcom that can weave them all together. I think one of the best is early season Arrested Development.
Sure.
Like, the amount of, like, it was, like, Dickensian in the way it kind of wove the jokes around and came back. Mm-hmm. But... You'll see that a lot, like, runners. The dogs run, and it's Jackie and Donna who are on their way home from the karate class. They come around the corner, and they're like, see, Donna, I'm never in any danger. And then there's a pack of dogs coming at them who probably just want pets.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing really comes to anything except at the end, Donna's like, give me your stash. Where is it? You guys got way too high this time. Kelso is just burnt out, and he's a burnout anyway. It's just like, it's all gone, man. Which is probably a quote from a movie that it sounded
maybe,
like one.
Maybe.
That, yeah. Justin, were there any other episodes you considered? Because there's a ton.
There's a ton of really good episodes. I considered the episode where Donna gives Eric a really ugly ring.
Yeah. The big, like, tiger ring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I considered the episode where Kelso falls off the water tower.
Classic. I mean, that's many of them, to be fair. I wanted to see the lodge, where they all go on the road trip to the hunting lodge.
I thought about the hunting lodge as well. That's a first season one, I think.
Is it?
First or second season.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because Kelso and Jackie are still together.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I like how you know what season is because of who's taping.
That's how these shows work. Yeah. You'll see that a lot in Cheers, too. You'll be like, is Sam with Diane or Rebecca? Or
at least I know the Seinfeld characters, I think.
Oh, wait.
I think so.
I want to hear them. What are the four Seinfeld characters?
I don't know their names. I know look like.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You got Seinfeld. You got Kramer.
Yeah. Yeah. What's he look like, Kramer?
He's got, like, the curly hair. It's like the guy that busts it. It's like, Jerry, all the time.
Perfect. Okay, who else? Yeah, yeah. Number three.
The bald guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That has the meme. I can't think of the name.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the girl.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the four.
Do you know her name?
The four Seinfelds.
The four horsemen of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I am the girl, Jerry. Date me.
I am the girl.
I don't know that there's dating in Seinfeld. Well, maybe.
I'm just saying, if her name was the girl, it's like the only reason that she would be there is for Seinfeld to date.
I don't know the friends. Well, there's a lot of friends.
Uh-huh. There's only four six Seinfelds. Of them. Yeah. Mm.
Almost as many as in the gang in that 70s show.
It feels like there's a lot of characters in this show.
There are. Because the parents are involved.
Parents are
in,
Yeah, there's a lot of kids.
There's the people they work for later. Like, you've heard of Cheech and Chong?
Yeah.
The famous stoner comedy duo mm-hmm. from the actual 70s?
Right.
Chong is a major character later.
Really?
He's Hyde's boss at the photo hut.
He's Jay and Silent Bob's dad.
Yeah. That's how they bring him back as a reoccurring character.
Okay.
Can you think of any other guest stars that were kind of came back and were really big, other than Eric's replacement?
Seth Green?
Yeah, you know Seth Green? Maybe. From Austin Powers? He was Dr. Evil's son, the redhead. Okay.
He's like Eric's rival, kind of. Like, not really, because Donna's never interested in him at all, but he's a guy who wants to get with Donna.
He's a nerd rival.
He hates Eric because Eric has Donna.
Right.
And he comes back. He's in that 90s show as well.
Does he still want Donna?
Yo, yeah.
Okay. He just hasn't moved on for like 20 years.
He still works at like the local comic book shop. Okay. Definitely
hasn't moved on. Yeah.
Man, the golden days, the last days of owning a comic book shop in the 90s. Ooh, like Spawn's coming out and you're selling it. Those have to be good times. Like those dream jobs I wish were still available.
There's still comic shops.
I know, they're just not as prevalent as they once were. Yeah, you're right. There are still comic shops.
You have like two in town, I think.
I think we probably have more than that, to be fair.
Yeah, probably.
But every good town should have a comic book shop or two. Yeah, there's a bunch of classics, like we mentioned earlier. There's like a theme. There's a bunch of themed episodes.
Yeah, I didn't want to do one of the themed ones, even though I think my favorite episode is probably the Hitchcock episode.
So many references.
Just because I love the Hitchcock-ness of it. But, you know.
I wasn't sure if you're going to keep going with that. We're gonna just stop it. I love the Hitchcock.
There's a big for the first like two seasons, maybe, of Will They Won't They between Eric and Donna. Like, they're not a thing.
That's pretty much just the first season.
Yeah.
By the end of the first season, they start dating.
And they're together.
Because you think they will. I mean, she lives next door. Mm-hmm. She's got a thing for him. But he's very nerdy, as you saw. But the show's.
I guess, yeah.
Well, whenever they go see Star Wars. That's a great episode.
Oh, yeah. He has, like, a fever dream of all his friends dressed as Star Wars characters, and it's fully set, like, in Star Wars. It's great. Of course, he's...
Luke.
Yeah. I think Kelso is Chewie, because he's just the big dumb
one. Oh, he's Han.
Oh, he's Han? I thought... Hyde would be Han.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm pretty sure they would make Hyde. Yeah. Either way, this was a fun one to revisit. I don't know, going back, if I would want to rewatch all of it.
Probably not.
Nowadays?
It'd be a while for me.
But I would give the first three or four seasons a watch. Because those are the ones that I remember really liking when they first came out. Would you watch any more of this, Josh? What do you think? Your overall thoughts on that 70s show?
I don't think it was for me.
Yeah.
A lot of the jokes just didn't land. You know.
You're like, I didn't grow up in the 70s. Why?
You know, it's one of those things, like, I guess Bob's Burgers to me, where you guys are like, hey, we're finishing this up of that 70s show. I'd be like, okay, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'd hotel watch it.
Okay,
that was a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think, like,
seek it out.
Who was your favorite character? Did you have one?
Jackie, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She reminded me of, like, one of your pony girls.
Okay.
Josh's pony girls.
I just like mean girl characters.
That's what I mean.
You said it reminded me of your D&D character a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she's like, you're not always going to have a man with you, Jackie.
Yeah, she's just this... Well, and it's an interesting character. Because, like, she's just this bratty, like, jerk character.
Highly talented, though.
Sure.
But,
there's the episode where Red finds out that he likes Jackie.
Because she can hold a flashlight.
She does a whole bunch of stuff with
her. She's very handy in the garage.
I like Red, too. The parents were
Red is fantastic. Yeah. I think one of my favorite episodes is the one where they do the 4th of July barbecue.
Yeah.
I really like Red versus Donna's dad.
Bob.
Okay.
Bob. They're neighbors, so they're constantly around each other. Their kids are dating the entire series. Right. And Red cannot stand Bob.
Sure.
But Kitty is always trying to get them to hang out. So there's some really fun episodes with the two of them.
And maybe I'll do like a YouTube, like, best of Red care.
Oh, it would be 10 minutes
or whatever. Or I guess there'd be no context, though.
It would be so many. I'm going to put my foot up your ass.
Yeah.
Sure. That's his tagline.
Yeah, that's dumbass. Sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He made dumbass a thing in the 90s. All right. I think we've covered all there is to cover about these two episodes. But I'm excited to move on. You two have each done one. Mm-hmm. I still have three to go.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to all of them from the entire list. Sure. This is a fun list. I'm having a good time watching them again and revisiting some of these shows. If you'd like to listen to our other episodes, you can find us at podcasts.com. Have You Seen Podcast on Instagram. We have links to all our previous episodes up for free. Check out Have You Seen, which is our movie podcast, where Josh is a all-the-time guest, or host on. All-the-time guest, no.
A guest all the time.
Haven't seen.
Haven't you seen?
Guest.
There's two types. There's the have scenes and the haven't right. scenes.
Still gotta do the Matrix, man.
Oh, it's a big one. It's a really big one. I agree. We do. I think The Sixth Sense was a big one, too, for me.
Yo, absolutely.
That was amazing. Check out that episode. Our friend of the show, Liz, came on for that one. Another one was Twilight. We need to get back to
the other Twilights. Yeah,
I want to get back to Oregon, to where it's.
I mean Washington.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, where it's gray Washington. And spooky. Yeah. check out What About Wrestling, where our only fan Nick and Justin talk about different wrestling events, and often we do different crossovers. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Bye.